Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report, sponsored by DGDG.com. Searching for a new or used car? Be happy and visit DGDG.com. Today we're joined by Bloomberg anchor Taylor Riggs. It's the day shoppers and online retailers have been waiting for. Cyber Monday is here. Taylor, Black Friday was the second biggest online shopping day in U.S. history, racking up $7.4 billion. In sales. How big is Cyber Monday expected to be?
Rebecca, the short answer is huge, right? A record. We are looking, according to Adobe, which has been tracking all of this, $9.5 billion alone today, which would be a record. You talked about the $7.4 billion in shopping that came on Friday. A lot of that as well as happening online. You know that the world is just shifting to gearing up online. And so today, of course, has traditionally been a very, very big day for some of the online retailers, though I would caution that a lot of this has been coming. People are doing more online shopping over time. Today is no longer the only day where you can get sales. Rebecca, we've talked a lot here about the shortened time frame this year between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so you had a lot of these sales really starting earlier because they knew that we only had about 24 days or so this year in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But regardless, today really, really is the big day. And it's really creating the winners and losers in the online space. Clearly, Amazon is one of the big beneficiaries of this. I was speaking to a lot of other analysts and investors, and some of the companies that they like have a very clear omni-channel, which means very seamless between online ordering versus being in store. You think of Target, Walmart, Best Buy, where it's very seamless to be both online. They've introduced curbside pickup, all of those, and that really is creating the winners and the losers in this season. Though, of course, on technology, it is all about Amazon. Amazon, of course, the clear winner today.
And I have to wonder if I'm just shopping for the wrong things because I didn't find any fabulous deals on Amazon Friday.
Yeah.
Or today. And another thing with all the, with, you know, a lot of these retailers, they're emailing me 3, 4, 5 times a day, the same, you know, emailers. And so I'm turning around and unsubscribing. Enough already. I know it's Black Friday. Quit. Jamming up my mailbox.
I don't think that you're alone in that. I think people feel very bombarded, but frankly, all of these companies are competing for eyeballs, competing for a percentage of your wallet. We know that more and more Amazon has been taking up more of the percent of the total wallet that you want to spend. And so I think everyone's just trying to compete for that. But you're right, there haven't been a lot of big deals. We were talking in the technology space, for example, Verizon wasn't participating in a lot of the Black Friday or Cyber Monday deals, frankly, because they don't have to. And so you are seeing companies where if they don't have to, they're not going to.
Yeah, and some of these smaller companies, obviously, it's difficult for them, but the Amazon model is, you know, you order it, it's there a couple days later, and usually the prices are pretty good.
100%. And it sort of brings us to another story that we're watching today where Amazon is trying to prepare their inventory and the way, and frankly, their business model for big days like this to make sure that they have the inventory, but not too much of it, but have enough. So if you place an order, you will make sure to get it and that they have it in stock. And so Amazon has also been looking at going, honestly, back to basic warehouses in times like this. They've been testing out an old cheap warehouse that they're sharing with some of their local merchants that they have on the website. It's in Ontario, California. It's about 20 miles from their closest fulfillment center. So they're really hoping to really speed up and enhance the inventory and shipping process because, as you mentioned, they're looking at two-day, frankly, one-day shipping. So they have to make sure that the product you order is close to you physically. And so they've been testing out this new cheap warehouse next to the fulfillment fulfillment centers, hoping that it will be cheaper for them and stop some of those snafus that we often see on big ordering days like today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.